So let's talk about the role of video today, you know, from TV spot to tablet to in your hand to pre-roll, you know, not broadcast, regional or digital, it's one to, kind of one-to-one buys. You know, what are your thoughts on where video is going from the spot format to shorter formats for pre-roll, longer formats for branded content? You know, video is such a powerful medium right now, and it is engaging people. People are paying attention if it's good.
Yeah, one of the, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? As an industry, we've spent so much money, and a lot of what you do, the first thing that you try and do with a TV spot is get someone's attention or get inside someone's mind with a spot. So right. So much energy goes into standing out, you know? And I think far too often how that manifests itself is that, you know, our commercials shout at people, you know, try and steal attention away from, you know, the commercial before or after.
Right.
And I think as an industry, the notion of restraint is an important one for us. You know, that we don't have to force ourselves to a new medium for the sake of it. You know, that we can actually go where it's appropriate for this idea. And I think it's interesting times in terms of, you know, in terms of the film, because I think what you start to see happening is that film will start to be seen in a much more relevant, by a much more relevant audience. You know, so potentially an audience who's much more predisposed to being engaged to that film.
Right.
And I'm hoping that it's like there's a confidence to that you'll see in the work, that it doesn't need to shout, it doesn't need to first, you know, spend the first 20, 30 seconds, you know, trying to grab your attention, but it can actually start off with the confidence that it's actually starting, you know, from inside your head, you know, because it is a page. It's been delivered on, before a piece of content that I'm really interested in, or in a page that I'm acknowledging the page that it's on. So that's one of the interesting things that I think we'll start to see. Then as agencies, how do we create a way of working that allows us to turn out more content? You know, because as audience is becoming more niche and more narrow, then how are we balancing the production investment versus, you know, the smaller audience? And I think that's an interesting, you know, challenge for us.
Yeah.
Because we need to figure out ways to be producing more stuff for smaller audiences. So
which does impact the budgets, and you've got serial, you know, content that needs to come out more often at lower budgets, and that is a challenge.
Yeah.